Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we live. I said I'll try a little something different tonight. I'll come out with a quick introduction. And I've been waiting for this all day long. You know what I mean? When it's podcast time, when it's go time, I'll be waiting for this all day long. For real. Welcome, everybody, to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast. We got a good show. Hopefully we got a good show tonight. Well, we always do. I don't know who's stopping through. I don't know who calling in. I don't know who checking in on the links and who calling in. But hopefully we have some people calling in, you know, to jump on the topics that we talking about. And hopefully we'll be able to get somewhere today, because usually the topics, we don't usually get to them. We just start talking about life and different situations, and before you know it, the 2 hours is gone. And that's cool too, you know, but we got to address the topic sometime. I got to stop just letting people call in and take us somewhere we don't want to be. We got to try to stay on topic a little bit, you know, just a little bit tonight. I'll give everybody a little detail tonight. Around 8:30, we're going to have my sister come on and tell you a little bit about what's going to be going on with her show. I guess she'll let you know everything. She's supposed to be starting next week on Thursday. So everybody could give her the same love that you give me, you know, and she'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on with her show and what kind of segments and entertainment or information you could expect for that. And hopefully today we can get into, you know, we could go into a lot of, out of the realm, I would like to say, and not just stay in a box. Let's go outside the box today. I want to talk about the true meaning of relationships. Or not even about relationships, about relationships. Well, relationships and breakups and all things like that. I have a saying that I always say, that you never really know a woman until she don't want you no more. That's just something I always had in my mind. Like when a woman is tired of you and she's ready to leave, the way she acts and the way she treats you and her body language and all that, you would never really know the real her until she's tired of you. Now let's flip that as far as what I say about men. Men, ladies, you never really know a man until after he smashed. If you don't know what I mean by smash, after sexual intercourse. You never really know the true, his motivation, his plans. You never really know the true man until after you have sex with him. After you have sex with a man, then you will find out everything. You ever had sex with a man, and as soon as you're done, he want to get up and leave? I mean, ladies do it too nowadays, but we talking about the men. Sometimes you have sex with a lady and she want to get up and leave afterwards. Maybe that's what it was all about. But a lot of times you have people looking for love and people looking for lust. And that's a big problem, because that's a big gap, you know. It's a thin line between love and hate. So hopefully we're going to get to touch on all that, you know what I mean? We definitely going to talk about lust tonight, because I want to not only prove a point, but I want to elaborate and build on the point that I've been saying, that, you know, and that I found out that lust is only meant to distract us from the real purpose we have. And a lot of people get confused with lust and love. So we're going to tap in on love. We're going to tap in on lust and on knowing a real man and know a real man's purpose and a real woman's motivation and what people really looking for in life and how can we stop wasting so much time in relationships. How can we stop giving people so many, all of our best years? I even felt like that happened to me. I got married when I was 20. I'm not saying nothing about the marriage, but I'm just saying I was too young. And that went off and on until I was like 30. So I always felt like I lost my 20s. So what happened with me is that from 30 to 40, I lived that like my 20 to 30. My 40 to 50, I lived that like that was my 30 to 40. So I always been 10 years. I always figured out that I've been 10 years behind in life. And only until I turned about 48, then I would say I really caught up with my life. At about 48 years old, I really caught up with my life because I was always 10 years behind. And that's not a good thing to be, 10 years behind, because Malcolm X even said that if you thinking the same, if you 40 years old or 50, if you 50 years old, and you think in the same way, and you live in the same way, and you act in the same way that you acted when you was 20 years old, but now you're 50, and you still got the mentality you had when you was 20, then you just lost 30 years of your life. Because life is about growth. Life is about living and learning and not making the same mistakes two times and three times and four times. And not letting people play with your heart and play with your love. In love, out of love, in love, out of love, in love, out of love. And then before you know it, it's too late. All your good years is gone. All the love that you had to give somebody is gone. Love don't live there no more. So, you know, I like to come out here. Everybody know this is a relationship show. Everybody know my show is based in Paterson, New Jersey. My name is Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, the alias, and my attributes. I go by the relationship guru, glove, and the Asiatic, causing all the static. So basically, a lot of people, you know where I'm at. Like, I don't believe in love. I don't have any more love to give out. I'm not putting labels on anything anymore. That don't mean I can't have nobody special in my life. That don't mean I can't give out things that mean a lot to me. That don't mean anything like that, that I can't treat somebody good or I can't make somebody feel good or I can't build with somebody. That don't mean that. That just mean that somewhere in my heart, the love is hidden from being broken so many times. I get out here and I always tell people, everybody who ever told me they love me in my life hurt me. So how many times do you get hurt before you give up on love? And then people say, oh, you've been hurt. I just said that. So what's the common denominator? What do that really mean? So I'm in love and then I'm hurt. I'm in love and then I'm hurt again. And then I'm in love and then I'm hurt. And I'm in love and I'm in hurt. How many times do you fall in love? How many times do you give somebody your heart? How many times do you dedicate your whole well-being to somebody else? How many times? Two times, five times, three times, one time? Who determines that? How many times somebody could break your heart? Who determines how many times you could fall in and out of love? What determines whether somebody is going to be good to you when they meet you, and then 5 years later you find out that you sleeping with the enemy, or 10 years later you found out that you just waited 10 years? And maybe I think it's no answer to none of that, and I'm not knocking anybody, because if I ask 10 people on this show, do they believe in love, they're all going to say yes. I think I've been doing this show on my platform for about a year and a half, and I only had one other person come out here and say they don't believe in love, and that was one of my daughters. Everybody else always believe in love, and that's a good thing. You know, that means that the world is still got, it's still love in this world. It's still people that want love. It's still people that want to receive love. That's a good thing, because that lets you know that it ain't, because we hear about bad things every day in the world. When sometimes we say it ain't no more love in the world, but it is love in the world, because I bet you everybody who listening on the link, everybody who's on the line, if I ask them, do they believe in love, they're going to say yes. But then I bet you in the same breath, everybody I ask, 99% of them will be single. 99% of them will be divorced, or on the way to being divorced, or on the way to breaking up. But yet and still they believe in love. So with me, love don't live here no more. I can't do it. I'm done. Take it. You can have it and do what you want to do with it. I'm good. So like I said, we're gonna come back. You know, if the people on the links, I appreciate everybody on the links. I always got to give a shout out to my link crew, the people who don't want to call in. They'd rather listen on the link, or maybe they can't call in because it's charging certain people now. But if you want to call in, I can call you from the studio phone, because I know some people are being charged one penny a minute. But if you think about it, the show is only 120 minutes. And that's not saying you have to listen to the whole show. But even if you have to play a penny a minute for 2 hours, that's only $1.20. And I would hope that my show is worth $1.20. I really hope so, that my show is worth $1.20. So everybody, I don't want to pay. They telling me to pay. It's one penny a minute, because I do four shows every week where I got to call in and be charged, and my phone bill be extra. But it's only one penny a minute, $1.20. I'm not even going to get into the things people do. There's way more than a dollar. $1.20. Even if you listen 30 minutes, it's only 60 cents. If you listen for 1 hour, it's 60 cents. And trust me, that's what they're going to charge you, because I get charged every month. So it's not like they're going to say a penny a minute and it's going to be $5 a minute or a dollar. No, it's not that. It's one penny every minute. So that's just for the people out there listening on the link, because I know when you listen on the link, sometimes you have problems listening on the link because it keeps cutting off and cutting out. So just call on in, or inbox me, or text me on Facebook or something, and I'll call you from the studio phone, and you won't have those problems, because, you know, we want you here close by. And all the people on the phone lines, I hope, you know, press one and participate. You know what I mean? Everybody, we all adults. We all been in relationships. We all been in fucked up situations, and we all done been in good situations, and we all done lost love and found love and searched for love. And some of us been married, and some of us been divorced, and some of us been married more than one time. Some of us been divorced. I've been married and divorced 2 times. So that's why I can get out here and talk about relationships. And everybody listening, it's the same thing. We all been through stuff. That's what it's all about. That's what we come here for every week, to talk relationship talk. So I'm gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about having an exit strategy. We're gonna talk about once a cheater, always a cheater. We're going to talk about the difference between lust and love. Hopefully we get to talk about everything. If not, you know, we'll just open the platform and we'll just, everybody, we'll just talk and we'll just have a good time tonight. You know, that's what we do every Friday on this show. So everybody have a cocktail or get some water or whatever you do that you do. You know what I'll do. And we'll be right back after this quick message. Welcome back. Welcome back. That's the record, I Need to Know, by Litzy. I love that song right there. And you know how some records do something to you. Welcome back. I see everybody on the phone lines. Thanks for calling in. I got to take this call because I don't never know how long my man got. So, hold on. 7408.
Yo, Jay, what's good?
Hey, what's good, brother?
How you, bro?
I'm all right. I'm chilling, man. Just enjoying another Friday evening.
What's yeah, I'm here. You? I'm online. I got Jers on. I got Jers with me on the check-in real quick.
Oh, that's good. The more the merrier.
Yeah, Jers.
Here.
She's an artist. She's also from where we from. She's also a model out of Patterson, Europe.
Okay.
You got a fashion show tomorrow, actually, right, in Brooklyn?
Sure do.
Okay. Yeah, she raps, she models, she sings, but we're trying to do some things, you feel me?
I mean, let's talk about it.
Shout out to you, JJ. You're not worth $1.20, bro. This show ain't worth that. This show not worth $1.20, beloved.
You right about that.
It may be worth a lot. It's worth a lot more, especially to me. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because you give people breaks on your show. That's why I do what I do when I can. You feel me?
Yeah. And that's what I'll be
probably next week. I'll be making another donation.
Amen.
You know what I mean? You know I do. I just come out the woodworks and do shit because I can. But, Jers, talk to my bro and tell him about who you are and what you do.
I mean, you basically sugarcoated it. I'm basically 30. I got one kid. My model, dancing, get back in the studio with the rapping, trying to keep my connect tight. Other than that, living this earth world we got going on.
Well, if you know Deshaun, you could come on the show anytime and promote whatever you want to promote. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, anything you want to promote, you could come out here. You're a friend to the show.
I'm about to throw you under the bus too, Jack. Listen, if you want your life story, your autobiography written, you know what I'm saying? You feel like you want to write a movie, write a book, hit him up because that's what he do.
That's right.
Hey,
I got trouble though. I had writer's block for like 2 years. I had writer's block. I've been working on my last book. I've been writing it for 4 years. It should have been done. That's something. I'm writing my cousin life story. But I'm gonna get
because you're writing everybody else stuff.
I mean, you know, I already wrote my life story in 2008, The Patterson Pimp.
Yeah.
I already wrote my life story.
Jers, y'all go look that book up, man.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, look it up.
It's called The Patterson Pimp.
Yes, that's my life.
And if you want to check out his movie he wrote,
they
go
all
on YouTube. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm promoting me and I'm promoting her. When you promote me.
Hey, that's how it go, though.
Family, that's how it works.
I'm connecting dots, man. I just had her on the phone with my man from Universal Records, and I'm going to bring him to the show one day, probably next week, because he's ready to go on tour. But I'm trying to get him out here to Jersey. But, yeah, I'm going to have to holler at you anyway because I need a venue out here for him to come perform at. And, because he's going to be touring. He's going to be, when he comes to the city, he's going to be with Jadakiss and them. Right now, he's ready to go do something to Cali next week with E-40. Then he's coming out here to New York to fuck with Kiss and them. So I want to surround that and try to get a venue out here in Jersey for him to perform at.
Well, you, anything you want to promote, just hit me up. You know what I mean? You gonna stay on the line or you got to hang up?
I'm going to be here for a minute. I think, I don't even know what time it is, bro.
It's 8:24.
I'm not going to be that long. Why was good?
No, because I got to move on to some of the topics and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, let me drop a dime, man. Let me drop a dime on the topics, though. I'm going to sit here and lie for a hot second, right? Because I feel like you would say, fuck love. You feel what I'm saying? I've been down 20 years. I ain't have no one to love me but me and my family for the last 20 years.
So you
know what I'm saying? Women came and gone.
So you believe in love? You believe in love.
I can't. I say no, but I'm lying. Because I know once I meet somebody, meet a special someone, that whole shit to change, even though in my exterior trying to be rigid and be like, man, nah, I just want to smash and keep it pushing. It don't always work like that, my boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Cancer, so I'm soft-hearted. You feel what I'm saying? So it's easy sometimes for women to swing their way inside of my heart. But I try to be rigid, but sometimes it don't work. Like you, I've been hurt more than enough. You know what I mean? I had my share of hurt. So I said, fuck it. I'm just going to go back to the old me. I'm going to have these bitches on the trap and do what I want them to do. But, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to just work, and that's it. But feelings be coming. When I start catching the feelings, I try to push away because I don't want to be hurt no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
I can say I don't believe in love, but I'm going to ask a simple question, and then I'm going to go, really love? What's the definition of what love is?
I don't know. I could tell you what I think it might have been or what it was, but or what it could have been, but I can't tell you.
Tell me what it is today. I respect that, man.
I can't.
Yo,
tell
man,
you
I'm gonna just say this and I'm gone.
Look,
continue to support this show, man. It's called Keeping It Real, so keep it real and keep supporting, y'all. Jay, I love you, and
I love you, my man.
The show tomorrow is in Brooklyn. It's at 563 Sterling Place. It's from 3 to 7.
All right. Make sure Deshaun know he gonna keep me informed, and I can post that on my social media.
All right. Well, I'll get your Instagram from him. My Instagram is Jerry's Dream, like Jersey with a Z. Jerry's Dream.
Jersey. JERZDREAM. Follow that on the gram, y'all. Again, JERZDREAM.
All right, we're going on that right
here, man.
All right, y'all be safe, man.
All right.
All right.
You already.
All right. See, that's my man right there, Deshaun. He's been incarcerated a long time, but you could, you know, lock up somebody's body, but you can't really lock up the mind all the time. Not with a strong person anyway. Not at all. We got like 3 minutes. Anybody else want to say anything real quick? Because I got to bring my sister in at 8:30. So we just floating right now. If not, I'm going to... Wait a minute, I had something I wanted to talk about. Not the cops either. I don't want to talk about that no more. I get too angry when we talk about that. When I talk about the stuff that the cops did in Memphis, I get too angry. But I think I wanted to touch on the rules. Is it such thing as rules? I mean, who makes the rules to a relationship? That's what the key is. That's what we're here for. We're here to try to find out what make a relationship work. How many types of love is it? Is it really only one love? Or is it more than one love? And can somebody give love they've never been shown love? Because I heard many times that hurt people. And that sounds good, and it might be true, but, I mean, I'm not here to judge that. I want to be able to come on the show and help people build their relationships and be prepared for or ready for. You know what? In the relationships, a lot of times it's like if you're dealing with it in percentages maybe, think about it like the 10% of the bullshit to come your way in a relationship. Now, a lot of people might get wrapped up in that because we heard about the 80-20 rule. We'll talk about that later. But right now we're talking about the 10% of bullshit and negativity and hatred and stuff like that that come through you, come to you when you're in a relationship. Just 10%. That's a small piece of the pie. But what we really need to dwell on, we don't really need to dwell on the 10% of the bad times and the trouble to come to us, is what we do with the 90% to correct the 10% of the negativity. It's what you do when somebody cheat on you. It's what you do when you find out somebody using you. It's what you do when somebody broke you down to your lowest form and you feel like nothing and you feel like you don't have any more love to give. You feel like your life is just worthless and that you will never find love again and you will never have love again. What do you do to correct that? What can you do? I know what they say, turn to God. And that's a good thing. Because some people probably tell you they didn't make it through a broken heart. They didn't make it through a divorce and separations. And they didn't make it through all that without God. So we can't knock that. God bless everybody. But when God bless you, through you, you bless people. So don't never really think a lesson learned or a blessing is always just for you. Because your blessing might be somebody else's blessing. And that might be all you need to make your love come full circle. Because we don't need part-time love and 20% and all that. We want real love. Everybody want love. I could talk to a lot of people, and I mean, they want love and they looking for love. And then I know people who supposed to be in love. I know people that's married for 10, 20, 30 years, and they still cheating, and they still don't want to be there. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it worse to stay in a relationship 20 and 30 years when you know you're not happy? Is it worse to do that? Or is it worse to not even try to ever have did that? That's a good one right there. Because a lot of people, you ever heard that you meet the right, if you're a female, you meet the right guy at the wrong time, or then you meet the wrong guy at the right time? Or it could just be not time for you to move forward in relationships because you're just coming out of a fucked up situation. You're just coming out of a situation that was bad for you, and you trying to get, you can't, oh, I can't live alone. I hate to be by myself. Nah, you got to love yourself. Save yourself. Be a self-savior. Because a lot of people think just because you have sex with somebody and it's good, that's the right person. Nah. Stop it. That's bull. But remember what I said. A lot of guys or a lot of females, a guy, you can meet the right girl, but it might be the wrong time in your life. Or you can meet the wrong girl, but it's the right time. Anyway, we getting ready to go into something. I got about 4 minutes behind. Let me see if my sister's still on here. Because everybody know once I start talking and drinking, it's no stopping me. let me see. Yo, 4785, you here?
Yeah.
What's going on? You know when your baby brother start talking, it ain't no stop talking and drinking. It ain't no stopping.
Okay, that's you.
That's it. That's it. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good tonight.
I see. I told you. She said don't. And she told me when I started talking earlier, don't forget. And I was going for a minute. I almost forgot about everything. I just was going. I'll be on the move. But I did let everybody know that you're going to be starting your own podcast, hopefully, next Thursday, and that they show you the same love that they show me. But anyway, tell from your show or whatever you want to talk about, go ahead. I'm going to sit back here and relax for a minute, and you got the floor. And if anybody got any questions, anything, just press one. And all right. All right, it's the Lisa Experience.
Good evening, everybody. First, I want to thank my brother for introducing me to the podcast. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have a social life on a Friday night. It helps you to make the night go better. And plus, you taking knowledge that you didn't really, maybe didn't know something. And he brought it up on his podcast and you took it with you. I want to thank him for this experience. He named my show the Lisa Experience. So I stuck with that. I'm hoping that I'm not going to be as great as him, but I hope that I'm just as enjoyable as he is and that you can also follow me, you know, the Lisa Experience. So first I want to start off by introducing myself because he always said, you know, my sister coming in or Lisa Experience going to take over 8:15. So I just want to tell you a little bit about me. The Lisa Experience is the type of person I am is if you ever met me out on the street or in a store, the experience that you would get from me is I'm an on-time person. I'm not going to never let nobody down. If I say I'm going to be somewhere at 6, I'm going to be there 6:45, but I'm going to be there before the time I say I'm going to be there. I'm a dependable person. If you ask me for something or you ask me to do something and I'm going to do it, I'm going to be there and I'm going to complete the task. I'm a trustworthy person. You could trust me. I'm not going to say I'm going to keep everything in, but I'm going to keep the things that need to be kept in. I'm also a giver. My brother let you know that I'm a giver. And if someone's in need, if I have it, I'm going to give. Or someone has a desire, then maybe I can give or accomplish for them, I'm going to do it. I'm a person of my word. My name has always been the most important thing to me, and I never let nobody defile my name. My name is everything, and that's all I have is my name. Times on the podcast, you all know that I'm a mother. I have 2 children, 5 grandchildren, been married twice. I'm a widow. We're going on 7 years. I'm a hard worker. I try to accomplish things in life. And I just like to have fun. But I like to have clean fun, to enjoy myself. I like to be by myself. And anybody that comes to contact me, I try to help them to bring the best that they are out to be. Because this walk that we all walk in, it's only a one-time ride. And when it's our time, we get off the ride. But while we're on the ride, we need to see the sightsees, the scenery, enjoy the moment, enjoy the company, enjoy what you could pick up along the way, things that you drop off along the way, things that you could take with you that you can enjoy, maybe even wisdom, knowledge, love, things that you didn't think that you could, that you accomplish. Life is so very short. I'll be 64 next month. I don't even know what happened to 63. But all I can say is every day I wake up, I thank God that I get to see another day and try it a new way. Because the whole thing is waking up and doing something new. It's not waking up and bringing what you had the day before into a new day. It's already done. Do something new. Bring something new into the picture. Introduce yourself to somebody new. Say something good to somebody. Compliment somebody. Be there for somebody. Let somebody know where they're right or wrong for the day. Don't go a day without thanking God for what he has given you for that day. Because for the grace of God, many people have been on that same road is not here now. I lost both of my parents. So I had five brothers. Got four, no sisters. And let me tell you, when you lose your parents, you lose a big chunk in your life. Because that's your go-to. That's your homeboy. That's your homegirl. That's the ones you know that took care of you when nobody else was. But when you lose your parents, that's all you have. You can't take on. You might get somebody that might want to replace them, but they'll never be them. Your parents was your all. That's the person when you cried or you feel like you're lowest, you go there and they'll lift you up. And then you have your siblings, boy or girl, sister or brother. Those are people in your life that's added to your parents. That's the ones that you joke with, always there. You've seen since day one when you woke up and realized who you were. And then you have your children, the ones that you enjoy because God helped you to bring them into this world. And you nurture them. And you give them knowledge, parents, so that when they go out in the world, they can be just as good as you. Then you, I'm blessed, you have grandchildren. And then you get to see from what you made the first time as it goes on. And you're blessed. You're blessed to have grandchildren and children. And I hope that maybe one day I become a great-grandmother. Life is wonderful. It's not everything that you want all the time, but it's a wonderful thing because if it wasn't for life, you wouldn't have anything. Because there's nowhere else to go and live besides right here. Take advantage of it. Use it to your best. My brother, he comes on every Friday, and he tries to do his best to bring to you the topics that he feels strong about. And I hope I could do the same. And I hope that people that know me, they'll follow me also. And I'm not saying that, you need followers, you need listeners, but I want you to really be following me for things that you're really going to, you're going to have a good time. You're going to get to know things. I'm going to bring out some good stuff, some bad stuff, some knowledge, some wisdom, things that maybe I feel that you need to carry with you, some laughs, maybe sometimes cry about certain things. I'm real. I'm not keeping it real like my brother. That's his name. But I'm the Lisa Experience. And when you experience life, you go through all things, sadness, happiness, being poor, being rich, being blessed, being taken in the valley. That's what you do when you experience life. It's about experiencing the things that you take on every day. And sometimes you're a winner. Sometimes you didn't win that day. Sometimes you have another chance in making it better. That's what we're here for. We're here to live this journey, this ride. And as we go along, try not to hurt people. Because we know karma is alive. And what you do to others, it do come to you. So as I take you down my road to the Lisa Experience, I hope that at the end of the night when I finish and close, maybe something you could think about as you're laying down and remember, and you could take it with you in life. You don't live for a long period of time on this earth and don't have wisdom or knowledge to get back out. But if you don't, then you haven't lived the right life. If you live the right life, you got things that you could. I'm only a little seed in life. And I try to water myself every day so that I get a leaf or a stem or a tree that maybe shine sun will shine on me so I can help somebody else as I go this journey. In life. So enough about me, because you'll get to know me. But I always feel like people should be introduced. You don't have to, I don't have to tell you what school I went to, diplomas I have, what education, what jobs I had. I'm a human. I've just been living. Anything that I take and got a piece of paper to say where I am, that's just something that I accomplish. But it's not me. It's just something to help me to get to different angles and places in life. I want to say something special as we are in Black History Month, which is going quickly. I just want to tell you a little story about something that happened to me. I was 13 years old. I was in the 8th grade, and we all had separate reading classes. So I would say I was in a B group, and you would go in this box and you pick out books, you know, little pamphlets, and you read them, and then you have to answer questions and you get graded on it. And one time I was looking through, and I found this little book, and it had Harriet Tubman. And I read it, and I did a little quiz on it, and I passed. But it didn't matter, because my whole 13 years of living, I never, never heard of a Black person that did something on this earth that was as powerful as Harriet Tubman. I couldn't even imagine being a slave, not only a slave, and what she had to go through, but she decided in her own mind that she didn't want to live like that no more. So she left everybody behind. She traveled the road by herself. And people helped along the way. They knew how to get her to where she needed to be. And when she got where she needed to be, she wasn't happy. Because she felt like she left people behind that lived a life that she never wanted to live. So she took trips quite a few times and brought back people that wanted to be free, like she wanted to be free. She couldn't free the whole South, but she freed who she could. And at the end, she brought her mother and father, who was at old age, and brought them to freedom. And what I loved about her was that that's what you call a human being loving people, accepting a situation that you feel is not right and don't want to accept it, and you do something about it. And not only did she do it for herself, she went back and helped somebody else to live a dream that they also wanted to dream, that they could have something and be more than what people wanted her to be in life, a slave. And once I read that book, it empowered me to realize what our people went through to get to be where we at now. We are a tough race, and we've been put through a lot of things, and we went through stuff. But it always was a Harriet Tubman that wasn't satisfied with the situation and did something about it. And that moves us forward to all the Black people who have came a long way to get us to where we at now. We got to stop letting people press us down. We are a powerful people, and that's why they hate us so much, because they know the power we have within us. But we keep giving in to all these little things on the outside that's not important, instead of moving forward and getting the things that we deserve and need in this country. Stop letting other people come here and making their dream come true, and we're here already. And stop letting just 1 month defy us that we're a big thing. We're a big thing 365 days a year. We're Black every day. We wake up, we're Black. When we go to sleep, we're Black. They let us know it, and we know it. And that's my Black History moment. Now, when I do have my show, I want to ask some questions to certain people. I want to have special guests. I want to have couples come on. I'd like to have some people in the community to come on and ask some questions, because it's things that we need to know, and we might not all have the answers, but maybe we could bring somebody on the show that knows it, and we could be more and more clear on stuff. So tonight my brother said that he would be a little guinea pig for me, and he answered some questions for me to let you know a little bit how I want my show to go. So, bro, would you like to come in?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so my first question to you is, which someone asked you a little bit earlier in one of your podcasts, if you had a chance to change one thing in life, what would it be?
Well, that's easy for me. I would it's probably a tie for me, two different things. If I had a chance to do everything, one thing all over again, I think I probably would have went to school to be a lawyer instead of choosing the streets.
Now, as you walk this journey called life, name one thing that you think that you carry through that you never gave up, but that it would help you to make it to where you at now. What's one thing in your life that you have that helped you to make it to where you at now in life?
Is that I wake up, when I wake up in the morning, I eat no for breakfast. I can't for breakfast. The one thing to carry me is that I do whatever I want to do. If I wanted to do something, if I wanted to be a CDL driver, if I wanted to be a whatever, forklift driver, if I wanted to go to college, whatever, the thing that motivates me is that I don't accept no. I don't accept I can't. It's nothing that I can't do. If somebody else could do it, I could do it. And that's what I taught my kids. If somebody else could pass the driver's written test, if somebody else could learn a cash register, if somebody else could learn how to be a pharmacy tech or whatever, or my job got a new register, and it's hard. You could do it if somebody else do it. So basically what propelled me was that I never accepted the word no. And I was taught that.
Okay, now this is a twofold question. You've had money, and you haven't had money. Now, out of both those situations in life, what do you think you learned most from both lifestyles?
Well, you know, I got to keep it real. And sometimes I tell people this, and maybe I'm fortunate, or maybe it might sound like bragging or whatever, but I've never been broke since I've been an adult. My money might have been low at times, but I never woke up in the morning and didn't have enough for gas money. So I guess I could answer the other one about what did I learn from having money. I learned from having money that, like, money is power, but it also depends on how you look at it. I always looked at it as just a means to live comfortable. And what really always just mattered to me, I don't need millions. It's just like what I just said. I just need to know when I wake up, if God wakes me up tomorrow morning, that if I want to go outside and fill my gas tank up, I could. If I want to go have a Red Lobster for lunch, I could. If I want to call, if I want to go to breakfast or take somebody out or whatever I want to do, can do it. And that's what I feel good about that. That it's not too many things that I could say I can't wake up tomorrow morning and do.
Okay. Now, this is another question. Many people have heroes, you know, people that they really felt that was a good role model in their life. As you was growing up, as far as popularity, like a movie star or just somebody that you knew growing up personally, who was your hero that gave you the
that I knew personally? That I knew
personally and also as someone like on TV or a star?
Well, first, we talking about the first ones I had. The first one I ever, first hero I ever had was Willie Mays. That was my first hero. At about 9 years old was Willie Mays. And then after that, believe it or not, most people would say my mother, my father, whatever, but believe it or not, my next hero was one of my older brothers who I could say that shouldn't have been my hero, but he was my hero. Because he decided to teach me all about the streets and hustling and criminal shit, you know, at a young age. But at that age, I thought that was cool. I didn't really know he was poisoning me and putting me on a road to like a path of destruction. I didn't know that. So I would say Willie Mays and our brother. You know which one.
Now you always say that you don't believe in love.
Right.
So the question I'm asking you now is, why do you think that's the most sought out feeling that everybody goes and look for, that you think that it's not worth attaining? Why do you think everybody else try to seek it out?
Honestly, I think that so many people believe in love and look for love is because that's what it's a stereotype. It's a it's patternable. That's what we grow up to believe. When we're kids, we grow up to believe that you gotta find somebody and you gotta be in love and you gotta have kids and to be a couple and to be the ultimate ending is to be married and to love somebody. But that's wrong. The person you gotta love is yourself. And then once you get older, you find out that love is more than what people watch on TV. Like, love could choke you sometimes. Like, it could be stifling. And also, love hurts. I'd rather somebody kick my ass than break my heart. Because a broken heart, you don't eat. You won't sleep. Some people lose their mind. Some people commit suicide. Some people murder. And it's all behind that word love. I believe that everybody who really, really, really is die hard for love and looking for love and want love, I believe that they if they just reverse that and turn that into they self and finding out more about they self and loving they self more, then they would look for love less. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to almost wrap it up, but I got two more things to ask you. We all been through COVID, and many of us survived, some didn't survive. Out of the whole 2 years when we was all locked down, what's the three main things that you learn once we start coming out as a people and living a little bit the normal that we live now? What's the three main things that help you to make it through there to here?
I learned that we just small little people. We just small little people. And I call them the scientists in the scientist world. We just little people who don't really matter. We don't matter so much that they could invent a virus to kill people for population control or for money purposes or whatever. A life is not a life. It's only a life to a few. I learned that you have to watch more than yourself. So even when COVID is long gone, when somebody cough, you will be, you know that look you give people now when people cough. When COVID is long gone and coming every year like the flu, when somebody cough, we'll pay more attention to it. When somebody extend their hand out to you to shake your hand, you will pay more attention to it. We'll think more about cleanliness and precaution and prevention more. And last but not least, my mother died from COVID complications. So that's something that I will never forgive this government for. I will never forgive the hospitals, the doctors. I will never forgive the powers that be that created the rules and regulations. And I will forever hate this government for creating the COVID.
My last question, as we all, you know, our age is going down further, and this was your last day on this earth, and you look back at your life, what's one thing that you could say that, if nothing else, that's what people are going to remember about you?
There's going to be a lot of things that people are going to remember about me, but the main thing that people are going to remember about me is that no matter what went on, no matter what came his way, or whatever things he endured, good and bad, and everybody that became his friend and his family, if it's one thing or anything they could say about me is Jay Sean always kept it real.
Okay. I got five.
That's how I
want to
be.
Things.
That's how I want to be remembered.
I got five quick things, and then I'm going to end. Did you say anything nice to someone today? Did you help somebody else, help someone out today? Did you learn one important thing today? Did you let go of one thing? And would you like to repeat this day from the beginning?
Yeah, I would love to repeat this day from the beginning. And I believe I told more than one person something nice today. And I believe that I helped somebody out today. I know I did. I don't know if I was helped, but I know I helped somebody today. Yeah, I believe it was a good day. I think that, I don't know if that was five or five. I think that was four or five. But I helped somebody today. I would live today Overwood. I told somebody something nice today, and I helped somebody today.
And I want to thank you, Mr. Jackson, for your interview and sharing your little bit of yourself with everyone out here. And this was my trial broadcast. I hope everyone enjoyed themselves. I hope someone took something away with them that they could take with them tomorrow and the rest of the days. And I hope that not only did you learn from the host, but you learned something from me. And I hope that I could see you next week on Thursday with new things to be said and learned. And remember, some things that you're thinking that you might not want to say to no one, somebody else might be thinking that same thing, and they'll answer the question for you. But sometime, let it be you to answer the question, because nobody tells the same answer the same way. So once again, I want to thank everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. And
you got some callers out here. You got some people out here that's pressing one. Don't go nowhere yet. All right?
Okay.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Live. Yes, sir.
How you doing? How you doing, it's Dr. James? How you doing, Lisa?
How you doing, Dr. James?
It's good to hear your voice. I just wanted to say that I'm looking forward to you having this show, and I'm sure it's going to be a good show. I'd like to say to Deshaun, you would have made a fantastic lawyer. You know, I think you would have did real good. But
thank you.
Those are the circumstances. But if you have any kids, boys, girls, whatever, you should try to encourage them to do the same if they want to. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to say good luck Thursday, 8 o'clock. All right? That's it.
Well, remember, Dr. James, you're supposed to be one of my hosts.
On what day?
Next Thursday, I'm looking forward to asking some questions to you.
All right, I'm gonna be on there.
Okay, remember, not only is the Lisa experience,
do you
want
to take down my number to call me, remind me, or you just want me to come on?
Randy's gonna take down your information, and we're gonna touch base with you.
All right.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
Same to you.
All right. That's my man, Dr. James. Let's see who else on the line real quick. 346, you live.
Hi there, Shaw. This is Lola. What's going on? Long time no hear.
Holy shit. This is Lola Falana.
Mm-hmm.
Lola, what's good?
Nothing much. Just hanging in there. You know, winter's here.
Everybody, let me tell you, everybody, this is when I first started doing the podcast, when I first started under my own name and everything, Lola was a frequent friend to the show. She was like, she was our resident Sheila. Everybody knows Sheila, right? But Lola had a different, views. And anyway, I don't want to get into that. Hey, Lola, I'm glad you called me.
What's up?
Me
too.
For real. No, but you always disappear on me. Now, you know, you come on and do
your thing. Well, I'm always working.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a working woman.
Everybody,
Lola used to come out here and tell us about how she was trying to find love online dating or just acquaintances or whatever.
Yeah.
But Lola, look, what's going on with your love life? You still online dating, plenty of fish? Tinder?
Nah, I put that to the side.
What?
To the side, after the auntie Grant auntie, I forgot what I called him. My great aunt.
He
was bending over the oven. Remember the guy? And he looked like an aunt.
Oh yeah.
With an apron.
You came to his house on a date, and he was naked or something.
Yeah.
He had an apron on.
Yeah. And he was butt naked, leaning over the oven, basting a turkey.
You had a lot of crazy online experiences. Hey, Lola, how old are you? Let everybody know how old are you.
49.
You 49, and what's your nationality?
Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm.
And you 49. And you single. You
yep.
Still single? Damn.
You know
woman.
What? And it's by choice. I love it. I love it. You know why? Because I don't have time.
Why?
You know, I mean, because I'm working full time. I go to school full time for my master's. I don't got time.
No.
I'm not time for this nonsense.
So you ain't online dating no more?
No, I got off that already.
Keep it real.
No, I am. I haven't been on it since the last time.
When somebody yawn when they talking, they not telling the truth when they be like, oh, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
Well, let me tell you something. I wake up at 4:00 in the morning. Okay.
So look.
And you can give a shout out to my BFF. Today's her birthday.
Oh, today's Shay Shay's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. If you are, Shay, mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Shay. Happy birthday. When you have, that's a good, very good friend of mine, for real. May you have many,
mm-hmm.
many more. For real. If I could fly through the phone, I'd give you a big hug.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old she is today, but
25.
How old?
25. 45? 25. Then Sean, wake up.
Okay. Ain't nowhere in the world. No, I'm woke. You ain't woke if you saying Shay 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of these days, you know, she'll come out here and we can hang out.
Okay, that's cool with me.
Uh-huh.
That's cool with me. But Lola, look.
So you're not looking for love anymore?
Listen, if it falls in my lap, it falls in my lap. If not, you know what? I gotta keep it moving. I got bigger and better things to do with life.
So no more online dating. It's officially done.
I'm telling you, that's done. It's been done for a long time. I don't have time. I work, you know, 12-hour days sometimes.
Yeah, but are you saying that you can't do online dating because you work 12 hours? Or are you saying you can't do online dating?
No, I just don't want to.
You're done with it.
I'm just done with it.
I'm just trying to understand.
You know why? Because I'm going to tell you what you're going to need to understand. And men need to stop acting like fucking like if they're straight when they're faggots. Okay?
You ran it.
I'm tired of this.
You ran it.
Oh, can you? Oh, too many of them. They like it in the behind. Get out of here. Listen, there's plenty of men out there that want to continue going. Hey, I ain't mad at you. But you know what? I'm not the one that's gonna do it to you. Okay.
So you know the second woman that I met recently that told me that they knew men that wanted to be pegged. Like,
yeah. Let me tell you, they got their own toys. And the more you know, it's like they want to be masculine outside, and then behind closed doors, they're more femme than a woman. I'm like, what the hell? Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm tired of that. Now they're leading
so
a double
means,
life quietly.
If you're tired of it, that means you pegged somebody before?
Hell, fuck yeah. the one that was based in the turkey.
What you did? You put on a strap on?
You don't even want to know.
We do want to know. We do want to know.
That's a whole different story.
He wanted to get basted,
so he got based all right.
He wanted you to put on a strap-on dildo and have sex with him?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A black man?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
And you did it.
And it was, yep, and that's when it says goodbye.
Oh, you said goodbye after you did it, though. What do you mean goodbye?
Yeah.
You did it.
It doesn't matter. Yep.
What was that experience like with a strap-on dildo having sex with a man?
You just both getting all excited about it now. He as tough as he was, okay? Because you know, like when he's walking in the street, he looked like a killer, you know. And then behind closed doors, he would be like, "Oh, you know," and it was like, it's so the way they just want to be pegged. It's like, yeah, you know, they start out like trying to have sex with you, but then they just reverse it. And they start asking you these subtle questions. What about, you know, do you want to do this? And you're like, what? And then all of a sudden they're like taking out their own fucking toys. I swear, that's what he did. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep, they're closet cases, a lot of them. And what they do is that they go around the Bronx to find trannies.
Wow.
Mhm.
So no more
yep.
online dating.
Nah, I just don't have time.
Wait, what you said? A waste of time?
I don't have the time and the patience for it anymore. Remember, you have to start weeding them out. You have to talk and talk. I don't have time. I go to school full time. So I work full time. I'm too tired.
Well, listen, whenever whenever you call in, it's a pleasure. You know that. I always enjoy talking to you. You know what I mean? For real, I always do. Because every time I talk to you, when you tune in, you know, I'm going to ask you, did you find love yet?
Yeah, not yet.
And you 49 years old, Puerto Rican woman. I seen a picture of you, I think. You're very attractive. I've seen that. And it's sad that it's no love out here. It's no love out here for somebody like you.
Because they don't want they want a Dazmal in distress. I don't got time for that. If I want you, I want you. I don't need you. You know what I mean? Come and you'll be all right.
Can you be true to a man?
Oh, yeah. I don't got no time to do anything else. I only got energy for one.
Okay. I mean, you heard it right there from Lola.
Listen,
Lola,
I am old school.
Lola, start calling in more. Call in more.
All right.
I miss you. I ain't hear from you for months and months and months.
Well, I told you I've been busy going to school.
Well, at least you checked in. That's all that matters.
Uh-huh. That's right. You keep it safe.
You know what I mean? At least you checked in. I really appreciate that. And Shay texted me. I think she said she listened. Happy birthday, Shay. I want you to stay in touch with the show. We want to update on your love and pegging.
Yeah.
You a bad mother to put a strap on dildo and have sex with a man. Like you, I don't know how many ladies could do that.
Well, listen.
I could see if I
get a job for it.
Yo, wait a minute. Before you go, what was you talking dirty? I know you were saying something. What was you saying?
Mm-hmm.
What was I saying?
Take this dildo. Yep, the same way they tell you shit. Oh my God, that's the same way I was telling him.
Oh, you were
then
saying,
I was telling
take
him, shut
this,
the fuck
take
up.
Hey, Lola, for real, I really appreciate you calling in, Lola.
You're welcome.
You know that. Whenever you have time, you a friend to the show.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? And I'm going to be listening for you next week.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, have a good night.
Okay, I will. All right. Happy birthday, Shay.
Okay.
Let me see where we at right now. That's my girl, Shay, right there. She used to call here and turn this show out, telling us about her online experiences. She used to turn this show out. That's what this is about. It's all about fun. Let's see who else we got on the line tonight. Let's see, we take a quick break. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see one of them. 4562, you live.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Oh, it's the, you know, I was trying to think of a nickname for you, but I didn't get one yet. Everybody got a name on this show, Mr. Solution and Lola.
You know
what I mean? Everybody, you know, and I'm the Mr. Fuck Love. The Lisa Experience. Everybody got nickname. I'm trying to think of a name for you on this show. You know, but I'm gonna get one for you before next week.
That's what's up. That's what's up, big bro. What's going on? What's the topic? What's the topic? What we doing? How's everybody? Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Hey, that's right. You got a lot of energy tonight.
Yeah, today was a good day. School was good. You know, everything's good. So, you know.
Oh, you in school. Everybody, I think people starting to know who you are, everybody. This is Brian. I don't know how to spell it, but he tells you how to spell it. B-Y-R-A. How you spell it?
hey. Yeah, you close,
you
but
always
it's
be
good.
Like,
you
always be like, my name is Brian, B-Y-R-B, whatever. How you spell
it's
it?
It's B-R-Y-A-N-T.
B-R-Y-A-N-T.
Yeah.
Capital
yeah.
B. What we really was talking about, you know, we got a lot of people on the phone lines. You know what my thing is, relationships, man.
That thing tough right there, big bro.
My thing is relationships, and we could talk about that to eternity, to the end. You know what I mean? Because we got so many people that's getting in toxic relationships. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so many, I don't know, so much cheating going on and side chicks with a lot of bravado and telling you why they proud to be side chicks. And I'm just trying to get everything and find out that what's really going on with love today and what will it take for two people to fucking live happily ever after, in love, with commitment and faithfulness.
That's hard, big bro. That's hard right now, you know? It's not impossible, but it's just hard, you know? You know, everybody is you know, dealing with their own stuff, you know what I mean? Everybody is, like, finding their own way right now, seems like, in society, you know? So it's hard, you know. I mean, that's what I find, you know, in my daily travels and conversations and stuff. Like, it's like people desire it, you know. They want it, but like people's lives are like so busy, and if you can't like get that 15 to 20 minute window on a consistent basis, just to kind of even, you know, take down the doors a little bit, you know, to say that this thing could possibly be more than friendship, then it's hard, you know what I mean? You know, it's just the times that we're living in right now, you know? Everybody's got a lot of experience and bullshit, and they've heard it all, been through it all. So once you calculate up all of that, you know, you add all your experiences, they got their experiences, and you know, as when you become like an older person, such as myself, like I'm 50 plus. So, you know, I think different now, you know, it's because of my experiences. So, you know, it's just tough. You know, everybody's kind of set in their own little way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not bad or good. It's just everybody is who they are. And to try to meet somebody that fits right into your puzzle, it's hard, you know, it's hard.
Probably asked you this before. Are you looking for love? Are you looking for love?
No,
right now?
I stopped. I mean, I used to. I'm not gonna lie about it. Like I used to, but I stopped like some years ago, and I said to myself, I said, you know what? Let me just start focusing more on myself and stuff like that, and just live my life. So I'm learning now to just be happy with myself. You know. I mean, I'm single. I mean, do I want to be? Nah, not really. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, but I'm kind of busy doing good stuff, you know. And if I'm going to break that, then I need to be for something good, you know.
So you're not really looking for love no more?
Nah, my grandmother, you know, she was very wise. So before she left this earth, she imparted some little sayings in me or whatever, and for the most part, whenever I check it, it be facts, you know, it be real stuff. So, you know, she told me that the very time that you're not looking for something, that's when it'll come into your life. So, you know, I'll just ride off on that. My, you know, my grandmother was on my team, so I can take her advice.
So when the last time you've been in a real relationship?
Honestly, about several years ago right now. Several.
How many?
You want the exact number? I can't, like, really think right now about that exact number, but it's been enough to give myself an opportunity to understand the difference between being single and liking it opposed to being single and just want to be with somebody because you don't have anybody.
So you know what that really mean, right? If you don't want to put a number on it, if you don't want to put a number on it or a time or expiration date on it, that means that you really feel bad about how long you've been single.
Oh, I don't know where you got your facts from, but I got to disagree with that one, my friend. I really got to disagree with that one. I might have been single.
How long you been single?
Listen, I said before,
you know
I don't.
How long you been? You know how long you've been single.
I can't really give you the exact date, month.
Round ballpark figure.
I diminish my capacity to have dates, you know?
It's been that damn long. Okay, it's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, yo, listen, you single and ready to mingle. You just got to meet the right woman. You just got to meet the right woman. You know me and you, we vibe. Like, I fucks with you. You know what I'm saying? And I only come at you because I know you know.
Yeah.
You know me, and I know you, and you know, it's never no negative or malice or nothing like that intended. It's all
It's not on that order. I respect you for who you are, and you, in return, do the same for me.
You.
So it's nothing like that. You know what I mean? I mean, I respect what you're doing. You know, your show and everything, and your viewpoints. I think honestly, it's all what's going on right now in the culture. It's just that as adults, we have just not taken the time to just stop. You know, everybody's so busy. Like, don't nobody really stop and think until something tragic happens. Then, you know, for a moment, everybody just kind of take a freeze and you know, jump on whatever the latest thing is. And you know, and that's how the society is not compassionate anymore. You know what I'm saying, Jay? Like people so mad today, like they angry, they mad, like, and in my mind I'd be like, for what? Like, why are you that mad? Like, you got choices and opportunities just like everybody else. I mean, listen, I'm 50 plus and I went back to school, yo. Like, that was really big for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm learning computers and I like it. I mean, it's hard, but I like it. Like, I like it because I'm learning something that's possibly going to help me in my future, bro. Like, so I just say to people that's just, like, mad all the time, like, get over it, yo. Like people out here going through worse stuff than what you could ever imagine, big bro. Like, I run into all types of people with their stories, and when I hear some of the stories that people be telling me what's going on in their life, I look at my shit and I be like, I better shut up. That's what I be saying to myself, you know? Like, so I just had to look at stuff different, man, and just, you know, say life is hard, but it's fair, bro. It's hard, but it's fair, you know? I don't try to tell people no illusions about this thing called life. This thing's serious, yo. It'll take you out. Like, you got to have a balance of everything in your life. You can't have too much of this, too much of that. You like life, once you can learn how to balance it, then you can survive, you know? So I'm just a black man that's trying to be, you know, better than the next person that was behind me so that when this thing ends, somebody's life will be better, you know? I mean, it's too much going on out here, Jay, for me to really try to, like, stop and make other people think differently and stuff, like, I can't do it. Even with my own family, you know. My family's a big family, you know. It's 26 cousins and nephews. It's crazy, yo. And everybody is just busy, you know, consumed with so much stuff that, and at the end of the day, it don't mean shit, yo. Like, it really don't mean shit, because when something happens, then everybody come together. That's the crazy part, son. Like, I be bugging, like when it be funerals, like I live across the street from a church, like, and I see when they have funerals, I see coming in what age groups, how many, is it packed, was they well loved? I see all of that, and I be like, in my mind, I be like, damn, why is it only when black people have funerals that they come together? Like, I be saying to myself, what is that type of gathering and love on a daily basis, yo? We could take over everything if we would like that. That I just be watching sometimes, and I be thinking to myself, like that's not how this supposed to be. We're supposed to be always coming together, doing funerals and celebrating and drinking our liquor and pouring stuff out on the curb for our dead homies, family members, or what, like. We got to love each other more, better while we here, yo. Like, not when we dead, you know. We got to celebrate life with people that we say we love while living, yo. That shit we doing when they dead, they don't know that. They don't know that. So that's just some things that, you know, be on my mind sometimes. So I just put it out there. I'm not, like, trying to cause controversy with nobody. I'm just basically speaking about my thoughts and my emotions on shit. And if there's anybody out there that kind of understand, then, you know.
You could come out here and talk about whatever you want to talk about, bro.
Yeah, you know.
You are
like shit crazy, yo.
You're a friend to the show. You know, you could come out here and talk about anything. You know, and me and you, we good like that. You know that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the love. Yeah. You know, I send it right back to you, Jay. You know, you're a good man. You're doing good stuff. You know, your show is really good. You know, you cover all topics. You don't care. Like you the type of brother, like, it don't matter what the topic is. Like, you can talk about it. You can bring others' conversation out of them about it too. Like, and at the end of the day, you ain't even mad at nobody. like that's what I like about you. That's what I like about you. You don't take shit personal. People that know you, they hear you, they might think something different, you know what I'm saying? But you're not that type of guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're a genuine person. You're the type of person, like, if you like somebody, you like them. If not, you don't. Like, but it ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people make issues out of because somebody don't like them. Like, everybody not going to like you know what I'm saying? So I had to grow up and learn that. You know what I mean? Like, don't be nothing personal against the person. Just like, everybody energy don't go together, bro. Like people got to understand, everybody energy don't work together. And when it don't work, if you paying attention, you're going to know right away. Like, the shit just don't work. And people spend too much time trying to make shit that don't work. You got to let shit go. That's hard. I've been in those situations, you know, wrestling with myself. Like, I know this shit ain't working. I know this shit ain't no good. But I don't want to let it go. Like, that's crazy. And I was in that cycle. And once you get the strength to just, like, let whatever it is that's got you on that mind thing go, then you'll survive and you'll be happy. You'll be like, oh, shit. Like, you take control back. That's one thing I like about being single, that, you know, right now with my experiences, Jay, I got the choice. Like, I can look at shit different. I can have conversations. I can meet people. And in my mind, I'd be like, okay, now, that fits. That don't fit. I don't really like that. But, you know, like, I don't really got to let nobody know, you know, what I'm thinking about what I'm making decisions on. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to do that no more. When I was younger, I didn't have that ability. I told too much too quick, you know, and shit wasn't good. So that's one aspect of being single at this age gives me that I really like. I can choose now.
That's well said, bro. It really is. That's well said. You a person that speak from the heart. Like you know how they say the real recognize real?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about you. Real recognize real.
Yeah.
What we gonna do? You good, B. What we gonna do right now is if anybody on the line they wanna press one, you know what I mean, we're gonna take one more quick break. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to close out with a couple of things I'm willing to say. Everybody on the link and everybody on the line, I see everybody out there. If you want to make a comment, if you want to say something, you got to press one. Okay, and then we get back with you. We're going to take a quick break. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
Hit me up, bro.
Yeah, I'll text you shortly.
Okay. All right. Yo, we're gonna be right back after this. Let me see if I can get this off. John B. Let's see what's going on. If anybody else on the line, you know, bring them in. Give me a minute. Let's see. 8555, you live.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, brother? What's the deal?
Can't call it, brother. You know, just reaching out. You know, patronizing the show, man. That's all. Got to it a little late. Heard the brother, you know, finishing up. Didn't really catch all the, you know, all the topics tonight. But what I did catch is the brother speaking about, you know, when we have funerals and why we celebrating, basically why we celebrating death more than we celebrating life. You know, and you know those are things that those are part of the struggle. That, you know, being in the inner city, I also heard him say that, you know, he didn't have time to really, you know, share wisdom with nobody because it's so much going on to you. You boggle down with what's going on to your day-to-day operation. You don't have time. And he's not the only one going through that in the inner cities. And pretty much it's my personal belief, it's by design to keep you distracted so that you don't come together and work towards being more of a unit. You know, that's the thing. We are unable to sit down and talk and strategize and plan of what we need to do as a whole so that things can work out in our favor. Nevertheless, we're separated. We're individualized. We're doing everything by ourselves. And that's why the struggle is so that much more difficult, because it's even in families, we're not being together as a family unit. We're still doing our own separate things. However, there are other nationalities that are doing the things that we would like to do, and really they are the examples of, you know, what we can be doing. It's just that we have to really put forth extra effort behind the psychology and all the other aspects that have been planted in our mind mentally, as well as in other people's mind mentally about us. Those are some of the things that we have to really like address. And many of us carry those things every day subconsciously, as well as other people. You know, I got to your show late because I was working on something that basically speaks about what I was talking about just now. You know what I mean? And I'm going to be posting it as soon as I'm done with it to kind of give everybody an idea of that struggle that we are going through mentally that distracts us from being able to move forward in our daily lives. And I'm going to post that on my YouTube page. And anybody who wants to hear it, they can subscribe at my YouTube page.
What's your YouTube page?
The YouTube page is at ANDRE HILL, the number 9. That's at ANDRELL 9. And as soon as I'm done with it, I'm going to post it and you can listen to it, because it's addressed not just to us, but it's also addressed to any and everyone who has come to this country, to let them know what we deal with, those of us who were considered former slaves, what we have to deal with in the label that we carry each and every day. That's what it's about. So I just wanted to put that out there for anybody who's interested in it and hearing that.
Cool, no. You got – that's everybody, that's my man Shadi, or Andre Shadi Hill. He got a podcast on Wednesday nights. Let's talk about it at 7 o'clock. It's the same phone number. You know, we all on the same team. The Wednesday night show, that Shadi show at 7. And Sunday nights we got the Point of Impact at 7, same phone number. Monday nights we got Humble X Vision. That's Dre's show. The unsigned artist. And then we got next Thursday, we got my sister's show, The Lisa Experience, at 7. And then my show. You know, we all on the same phone number. You know, like, and And, you know, spin the dial. You know, people that's on my line, you know, spin the dial. Check out the next show. What else we got to do? When I be listening to my podcast, it's everybody's like 50, between 45 and 65. I would have never thought my show would, I would thought it would be younger, but my show is like people between 45 and 65. And that's cool. Because you know how they say the young people is the ones that's going to be, is our future. Well, the people that's us, the 45 to 65, we the one that's molding the future. Molded and still molding the future. That's what we here to do, you know. So, oh, wait, one second. 7326, you live.
Hey, good evening to everybody. Hey, Randy, this is Deborah. How's everything?
Hey, Deborah, what's up? You know what? I meant to say, when I first came on the show tonight, I meant to say, I meant to tell everybody, but you know I'll be talking, I'll be gone. I meant to say that the first thing I said I'm going to say is that I was on a great podcast last night. I had a good time. I believe it's called The Visionary. What's it called? The Visionary?
Visionary Trailblazers Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. Incorporated. I was on Deborah. She actually had me on as a slash guest slash host.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, I really had a good time on the show last night.
Well, I am so glad everybody loved it. The feedback that we were getting was totally awesome. So thank you again 1,000 times over.
You.
But I wanted to, it was amazing. So we have to have part two because everybody's been texting me and emailing me. We're not finished. I said, I know, we'll get back to another day. But I wanted to say to Lisa, I know I came in a little bit late because I was on a video call, but Lisa did an amazing job, you know, with interviewing with you, and I love your comment when you said I eat no and I can't for breakfast. And I thought that was so cool because because if you think about it, nothing beats a fail but a try. You know what I'm saying? And you know my model. We have to do it differently. So however you have to do it, just don't say no. Or you can't do it.
Right.
You can do it. You're going to figure out how you're going to do it. My mentor tells me all the time, I don't want to hear it. And my mentor, he's totally blind. And he's like, I don't want to hear this. You're going to figure out a way to do it, and you're going to get it done. Get back to me after you do it, you know?
Right.
So I love that. You know, I love when you said that because it kept me in mind. And, him and the two gentlemen that just spoke, I'm in total agreement with them. Like, you know, families, you know, it's too much. You know, there's so many gifts and wisdom and knowledge within families, and it's so sad, like they said, that the only time that we get together is for funerals, and then the other half is weddings, but the most part funerals. And why should that be? Why can't we just come together like once a month or whatever as a family unit and, you know, get together, get to know your cousins, uncles, and pass down that wisdom to these younger ones that are growing up, you know, because then when they're young now, but then when they get older, some of them don't want to deal with you. You can't tell them anything then, but we can pass that knowledge and wisdom on while they're younger, if we can get together with them. So I think we need to work more on how we can do that. Like, we got to make this thing make sense.
That's true. That's true.
You know.
That's true.
So, you know. And maybe you can go back. It's not too late for you, Randy, to go back and start law school.
I don't know about
if
that.
If you want to. You say you're going to pass on that one. No, but you're doing an amazing job.
I did like 2.5 years of college, like in 2013.
Oh, okay.
I went back. And sitting in there with all them young kids and trying to learn. Check this out. I'm six classes away from having a bachelor's, associate's degree in journalism. All I got to do is go back and take six classes. But check this out. Out of the six classes, three of them is math. I can't figure out that damn new math, algebra, trigonometry, calculus.
I know, right?
You know, I cannot do that. And I never say I can't.
But that math, that math is the only thing in this universe, in the world, that I can't beat. I can't beat. I can't beat that math.
Yeah, that math is a piece of work. You have to get you a tutor.
I got to get a tutor. You right about that.
I know,
that
right?
Math is it. I tried it so many times, but now I'm going to go back and finish. I'm going to go back. Because
I mean, six classes.
It's only three of them is math. And maybe when I go back, I won't even need it now. You know how things change. Curriculars change. So hopefully I waited long enough because I went back in 2013. And, I went back and I was the editor-in-chief of the newspaper. I had my own office in it. I was like an old guy in the college with my own office and stuff like that. And I even won, believe it or not, I was in my, like, 48, and I won the Emerging Student of the Year Award in college. Some people, they didn't know who I really was. They gave me an office in the whole time. they didn't know who they was giving an office to. But anyway, it was a good time. But I'm going to go back.
No, that's good. I'm gonna keep tabs on you and make sure you do that. But Randy, I'm gonna let somebody else, you know, get
go
on
ahead.
It.
All right, yo, thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
This is Deborah from tell them what's the name of it again?
Visionary Trailblazers Incorporated.
And it's when can they catch your show? When can they catch you? And what's the number?
It's the second Thursday of every month. And the number is 508-924-1460.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
that's good.
Yeah,
and if anybody needs it, just give me a call and I'll give it to you. Yo, thanks for calling in, Deborah.
Yes, Randy. Thanks, Emil, and have a great one.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Five eight eight five.
Jay, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Latoya?
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right.
Awesome.
Just hanging in.
Well, okay. Sound like you had a great show. I wouldn't doubt that it wasn't because you always
do.
Yeah,
it turned out. I, it's strange because I never know which way my show going to go, you know what I mean? And I'll be like, man, what I'm going to do for 2 hours, but it's, and then when I start the show, before you know it, it's 2 hours, it's gone already. Like, so I guess that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Awesome show.
Thank you.
So far from what I heard, awesome show and just hearing you just speak to Deborah. You are very knowledgeable, very intelligent, so I'm sure you will be able to complete some six classes and go ahead and get your, oh yeah, it's going to work out for your good and God's glory. So I wanted to
I'm
going to
do it.
Just step by step, day by day. You'll get there. It'll work out for you.
Thank you. You were on last night, right? You was on the show last night, right?
Yeah, it was great. That was a great show. Yeah.
That was a very, very good podcast.
I must say. And your question, which pretty much everybody was able to answer, and I spoke, you know. But, yeah, great show. Definitely. Deborah had a great show. And it's good to know that she's going to do the second part of it because it really was it was a great show. Yes.
Podcast is big now in 2023.
Oh yeah.
Podcast is very informative and I think it's if you can't run a podcast right now, it's a problem because there's too much going on in the world, good and bad. So,
We just here to be informative and entertaining, build relationships and build positivity and just have fun. You know, for the people that's in the third and fourth quarters of life. You know, I always say people from 0 to 25, that's the first quarter of your life. 25 to 50 is the second quarter of your life. 50 to 75, you in the third quarter of your life. And then 75 to 100, you in the fourth quarter. So I just like to say this is everybody in the second and third quarter of life. You know, and it's no, and we're not in the streets no more. We're not partying no more, nothing like that. So we just come out here and we listen to Let's Talk About It, Grown Folks Talking, The Visionary Trails, Point of Impact, Humble X. You know what I mean? And as long as we all support each other, and we, I mean, it's all good. I see you tune in and you support everybody's show. That say a lot for you.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'd like to, again, just as well, support, you know, Grown Folks Talk.
That's right. And I really appreciate you when you call in.
You're welcome.
You know, because a lot of people don't like to call in.
Right.
You know, but well, you do, so I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Let's see who else. All right, Latoya. Let's see who else
okay.
We got on the line. All right. Who else we got on the line before? Sha, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Wait a minute. Lisa, you still here?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I didn't know if you still was here. Let me see. I'm just checking.
Yes,
Dr. James, you still here?
Uh-huh. Huh?
Doctor, is this Dr. James?
Nah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I was just trying to see who on the line, see if I want to hop on.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
All right. Yeah, I'm still on the line.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. 6246. You live.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, what's happening, Jay? Peace and blessings to keeping the real family out there. This is Forrest.
Hey,
peace
hey,
and blessings. All right, peace and blessings to Lisa, Sister Lisa, the goddess
hey,
Lisa, and my dear brother, Shadi.
Yeah.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear from you, brother. And I know Lisa in the background probably making a smoothie or something, you know.
She said hey.
No, thank you.
Oh, okay. She took my recipe and made a smoothie. Hope it benefited her. Okay. Yeah, hey, Jay, man. Look, man, I've been, hey, Jay, you remember when I was on Blog Talk, you remember Michael? Remember Michael Collins who passed away?
Yeah, I remember Michael.
We just had a tribute to him. That's why I got here a little late. We had a tribute to the brother
wow.
And a lot, because, you know, he grew up in Uniondale. He grew up over there in Long Island. So Miss Carol had some of the people from that grew up with him come on, and then, you know, we were up there to pay tribute, me, Leon, and some of the other people, you know, because
Michael
brother
was
a wealth
Michael
of information.
Was cool.
Very
Michael
cool.
was
cool.
Michael was
cool.
You know, I only met him on the podcast, and we used to talk behind the scenes a couple of times, and it's like it felt like I knew him a long time, you know what I mean? What's his sister's name?
Carol.
Okay, that's right.
Right. She's the VP along with Leon with Grown Folks, you know. And
wow.
Yeah, we just gave her a tribute because today is his 1 year transition, you know, since she passed, you know.
Oh
so
man.
We honored the brother.
Really?
Yeah. And then
today
yeah, we played his clip.
Year?
Yeah, we played his clip, you know, because he was on YouTube. And we played clips and just heard testimonies from people, you know. So we just got off there not too long ago. I heard Dr. James and Latoya, and we had several other people up there, you know, the board. Shout out to the board. But, hey, man, I'm working hard, man. I'm telling you, this thing is fun, and at the same time, it's work, man, because by the middle of March, right now, I got 19 shows on the network. I'm putting up one next Friday. I make 20. Then I got somebody coming from Florida that's a master herbalist. She'll be coming on. Her name is Angie. She'll be coming on the second Tuesday. We air that Tuesday on Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So, woo, tell you, man.
It's a good time for podcasts.
Yes, most definitely.
It really is. It really is. I remember a long time ago, me and you had a conversation where we said that we was talking about, you know, things we did in the past and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said that the podcast, I mean, you could do that until you 75, 80. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you just talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
So podcast is like, it's really a good thing for the, podcast is take radio will be extinct in another 5 years. It'll be no such thing as radio, BLS and 105. That'll be gone. Mark my words when I say that. Radio will be nothing in 5 years. It'll be all podcasts. Because podcast is authentic and podcast is live. Radio is edited and censored, and watch what I say. Podcasts will be everything within the next 5 years.
Well, the only networks that might survive as far as radio, like you got, because I shared with your audience when I was on Blog Talk, you got WBAI out of New York. And they're publicly funded, which means they don't get any corporate money. Because, you know, right now we all know that we're being strangled by the elite and the people who want to oppress us. And Jay, you know now, man, listen, me and my brother was having a conversation, man. They're telling these kids now that you don't have to refer. If you saw a kid that was 5, 6, or 7, this is how backwards this world is today, and you look at them, you can't call them. A boy walks around, and you can't say he or him. You got to say either they or them, all right? Pertaining to gender, Jay. This is how some people are trying to push this. They're trying to push a bill for this in different states. It's crazy, man. This world is going to hell. Man, it's just insane, man. But what certain people are trying to push in this world today, man. You know, and then they said that you can't label your child as a male or female. You have to wait until they get a certain age, and then they let you know, the parent, what they won't be labeled as. Wow. And also, I don't know if you know about this, when you go to school, all right, in certain schools, all right, if a young lady gets pregnant, Jada, getting pregnant at early ages, I heard about a 10-year-old having an abortion, that the school can perform an abortion on that child and don't have to let the parents know. They was in an uproar up there because my brother's up in Pennsylvania. And parents said, oh, wait a minute. No can do. See, we got to get our thing together because they might try to pull that on melanated people in society and think, well, the Negroes, they don't organize. They don't do anything. They don't come together, which most of us don't when we should, all right? Because, Jay, you've seen it. I'm sure Lisa and Brother Shadi have seen it, and the listeners out there. When one, you go into, and this is not being racial, this is just a fact. You go in suburban areas where it's mostly Caucasians. If something happens to one person, if they complain about a pothole in the street, they all get together and go down to City Hall, and that pothole is fixed the following day. We don't do that, all right? We just let things just fester, man, all right? We just don't care. We don't say nothing, man, and we got to wake up. That's why you got your platform, Jay. I got my platform. Lisa coming up with her show. Brother Shadi do his thing. Leon, this is what we all got to do now, Jay, because like you said, the party time is over, brother. We had our fun. But now it's time for us to get back. We got to get back, man. And enlighten these young people, man, because after a while, can you imagine, Jay, your grandkid walking in the house, or grandpa, I'm not him or she or he. You're supposed to refer to me as they or them. It's insane. It's insane what they're trying to push out here, man. The devil's running wild, brother. You know, I just wanted to say that, Jay, because it's really on my heart, man. Because you know, Jay, we grew up. You know, it was. You look at a woman. You know what a woman was. You know what a man was. Now they're trying to change the labels on people, man. So I just wanted to share that with the family out there, man. We got to stay cognizant and aware of what's going on. Hey, did you also know, Jay, that did you know Francesca was in the hospital? She just got out a couple of days ago.
No, I didn't. I just talked to her. I didn't know it. Nah, I didn't talk to her. I didn't know.
Yeah. She was in the hospital. Because you know she got a show on the platform. On Wednesday, 6 o'clock. She texts Carol. Carol called and told me. I was like, what? So we called her. And when I called her, she was being discharged. So I don't know if she mentioned it to
wow.
you, but she's going home now. So she said she's doing better. You know she got something. I'll be out there on the 17th of March. Was it 17th? Yeah, it's 17th, 18th. You know 18th, you got something at the 18th, gallery.
18th.
You're going to be there, right?
I don't know if I'm going to be there. I don't really know. I just donated.
Okay.
to the cause.
Well, I'm getting two tickets. I'll be out there in Patterson. So I'll give you a call when it gets close to that time, see if you're coming out. But I'll be there. I told her I'll support
okay.
it personally. You know, that's your man's gallery where you did your book signing, right?
Yep.
I'll be out there. Yeah. So Lisa gonna be
okay,
out there.
Okay, I'll come through then.
Yeah. I'll give you a buzz. I'm definitely gonna support the sister because she's doing a very good thing out there in Patterson with the women with the domestic violence thing. You know.
Very good job.
Yes. Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate the time, man. As always, buddy. Over 30
hey,
something
know,
years.
You know how
each
we
other.
Do.
Yeah.
We got to
31 years, family. I met this brother back in 91, 92. I've been knowing this brother for 31 years. That's something,
a long
man.
Time.
That's a long, very long time.
Long time, man. Long time. Mm-hmm. But we got to support. Yo, thanks for calling in, man.
No problem, brother.
All right. Peace. That's what I mean, man. These podcasts is something. It not only bring people together, it bring friends together, bring family together. Podcasts is real, and it's here to stay. I'm predicting that, like, if you know maybe Biggie Smalls, he had a rap when he said, blow up like the Trade Center. That was years before the Trade Center was even blown up. Sometimes people have epiphanies. But I'm predicting that podcast is going straight to the top. I'm predicting that it'll be no more radio in the next 5 years. Now, I might be wrong. We'll see. You know, but that's my prediction. It's been another great show. I want to thank everybody. I'm not going to call out everybody who called in because it was a lot tonight. I want to thank everybody that's out there on the links, people that's on the phone line. we got to really start. I'm not going to get into the stories about the donations and all that tonight because we it's too late for all that. But I will end the show by saying, you know, because the show is about relationships. So, let me take a sip of water. I will say that we got to start. If you win it, you win it. If you're not, then build yourself an exit plan. This show has become popular about talking about relationships and side chicks and things like that. And I kind of like talking about side chicks. Some people might get tired of it, but I like talking about it because I like talking about everything that's reality. And it's a lot of cheaters, men and women, and it's a lot of side chicks. Whether they want to be or whether they want and don't know, the people on it's a lot of women that's on the side, and that's your choice. But the only thing is, have an exit plan. If you a side chick, if you somebody on the side, or even if you're in a relationship and you don't want to be there no more, have an exit plan. Don't just sit up there and say I'm gonna leave this guy or I'm gonna leave this girl one day, and don't know where you're going and don't know what you're gonna do, and you're gonna go sleep on somebody's couch or you sleep in your car. No, you gotta have an exit plan. Because let me see how they say it. The only thing worse than not leaving a bad relationship is staying in it. And you got to have an exit plan. Because you know, ladies, ladies out there, all the ladies that's listening, or men, whoever, you got side dicks and you got side chicks. So all the people that's on the side right now, you know what the person has that's married or that has a woman or baby mama? You know what his exit plan is? I'm going to tell you. The married man or the married woman, but we're talking about married men right now. The married man, his exit plan is to stay with his wife. Her exit plan is to stay with her husband. That's the exit plan. So if you on the side and you a side chick and you on the side of a relationship, you better get an exit plan. Trust me. You have to have an exit plan. One of my topics was that we never get to, you'll never be number one. That's more like a challenge. Or do you want to be somebody number one? Do you think you deserve to be somebody number one? Or do you always want to be number two? I don't want to be number two in nothing. I want to be number one. That's just me. Women, well, not even women, guys. See, guys know how to be side dudes. Because a side dude, he really ain't going to catch feelings and emotions fast as a side chick will. A side chick to a married man is entertainment. It's just entertainment. You could draw it up. You could figure it out however you want to. It's just entertainment. And I hate to say this. I really do. And it's not directed to anybody. But in the end, the wife always wins. And that's it. So you can stay in a toxic relationship. You could keep your walls up. But it's one thing about walls that I'll say before I let everybody go. sometimes we build walls up around ourselves. We build walls up. But sometimes you build walls up, and the walls you build up block your blessings. And that's real. You build your walls up so much from past relationships that went bad or past situations, so now your wall is up, your guard is up. So you're watching everybody to try to talk to you or you're dealing with. But you got to be careful because you might be blocking your blessings. I told somebody one time about going to lunch or something. They're like, no way, nah, not at all. Could be blocking your blessing. So we got to be careful about them guards we put up. Because if you blocking your blessings, then you're going into a relationship. You're going into a relationship holding back. And when you hold back in relationship, all that really mean inside is when you hold back, all that really mean is that you haven't really healed. You haven't really healed from past relationships or whatever you've been through or things you know, relationships that didn't go good. That's why people hold back. That's why people put guards up and stuff like that. They haven't really healed. Tell you how to heal. I mean, I don't know. Connect with God. Connect with yourself. I don't really know. But all I know is count the years that you thrown away with the wrong person. Count the days that you've been a side chick. Count the months that you've been unhappy. And when you count all that, it should bring you back to your own self-realization. And maybe, just maybe, it'll make you understand yourself more. We're gonna end now because, you know, I go on and on and on with this relationship thing. I take this serious. And you know, everybody know I don't believe in love, but for people who believe in love, more power to them. I really want them to find love. I really do. For the people that's lonely on the weekends and in bed and wishing you had company and somebody to watch TV with and somebody to cuddle with and somebody to be with, like, my heart really bleeds for you. I hope you find the best. I hope you find what you want. I hope love is coming to you in 2023. But if it don't, I mean, I don't know. We got to figure that out. Maybe you have to see God. Maybe, I don't know. Love. Everybody know what I think of that. I don't know. Love. I don't want to talk about that. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. I really do. All the shows, I can't go through them all. Everybody know the shows. If you don't know the times and the dates, inbox me. And let's just keep supporting each other. You know what I mean? And if we can donate to the shows, let's do that. You got ideas, thoughts and ideas, how to help somebody show out. Let's just all help each other. Grown folks talking, visionary trails, Humble X, Point of Impact. Let's talk about it. The DJ Ray Boogie Show, the Lisa Experience. Let's keep helping each other and break the stereotype of not sticking together and not helping each other. Because, you know, we could start it off. It got to start somewhere. We could be the foundation. It got to start somewhere. And we doing a good job of it now, sticking together. We doing a damn good job. And that's what's important. Because everybody else stick together but us. So, you know, let's stick together, everybody. And I love doing this podcast. I really do. I appreciate all the love I get. I appreciate all the people that call in, all the people on the links. If anybody want to donate to the show, that's cool too. Cash App, Zelle. I think it's my Cash App is $ J Sean J or J $J A S H O N J. You know, this is work, believe it or not. And time is money. And some people say if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. But I'm not there yet. But anyway, everybody, thanks a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a great show again. I really, we came a long way from people who know me when I was on Dre podcast, like Forrest know, and whoever, some other the people know, to where I came from. I used to be crazy. I used to be Howard Stern's nephew Tommy, star, all wrapped in one. And now I'm happy to say I found my niche, and we just got a good relationship show, helping people one podcast at a time. And if anything I said, you know what I mean, like when I talk about side chicks, don't take it offensive. Trust me. It's positive. It's to add on. It's not to destroy anybody's character or well-being or character, demeanor. Everything we talk about here is just to uplift, and hopefully it can help you. But you don't forget, if it don't apply, let it fly. Somebody once told me, you listen to people and you take everything they say and you listen. And what was good, you hold on to it. And what was bad, you throw it away. Because, damn it, I've been talking almost 2 hours, and I know I done said something that was good. I know I done said something that was positive. I know I done said something that was meaningful. I might have said a lot of bullshit that wasn't, but I done said some stuff that was educational and helpful and real, that you could carry on to walks of life or tomorrow into a relationship or your next relationship or to help you get out of one. I know I done said something positive. That I know. So with that being said, we're going to end this, and I'm going to take it down, make me a sandwich or something. I shouldn't be eating. It's kind of late, but really I appreciate everybody on the link. Everybody who called in tonight, please continue to support the show, because without the listeners, it wouldn't be me, you know. And that's for every show. I promote everybody's show, and I hope everybody promote my show. At the end of every show, we should always promote all the other shows. We have to do that. At the end of the show, we have to promote each other's shows. We not in competition. We not against each other. We all doing this for one common denominator. Some might be doing it for fame. Some might be doing it for fortune. And I'm not knocking anybody. As long as we all get where we going, and we be together, that's all that matters.
relationships, side chicks, cheaters. If that's what you want to do, if that's what you want to be, just do it and be the best at it. And don't let nobody change your thoughts or your minds. And learn how to be yourself. We all have to learn how to be ourselves. Learn how to be yourself. Stop tripping about things that happened to you in the past. Stop thinking about what people did to you in past relationships. Stop thinking about how somebody hurt you. Stop thinking about how somebody used you. Stop thinking about the past and look to the future. We know you got to know where you've been and know where you're going, but forget about all that. Put it in your rearview mirror. Oh, my song jumped out too quick. That must be my cue for me to get out of here. Everybody, have a good weekend. Stay safe. COVID is real. You won't hear me till next. By the time I come back on next Friday, we'll have Sunday the Point of Impact, Monday Humble X Visions, Wednesday Let's Talk About It, and then my sister's show on Thursday. By the time you come back to me Friday, everybody should be full and ready for the craziest podcast in the land. You know what I mean? That's my podcast, the craziest podcast on the lawn, but it's crazy real. I might don't always be correct, but I'm always honest. And most importantly, remember, crazy intelligent person to act like a fool. But a fool can't act like an intelligent person. Good night.
Knowing love the way I do, I can say for certain that it's true. There's a chance for me and you. I surely feel like the time is near. The picture in my mind is very clear. I think love has brought us here. I remember not too long ago, I was just a lonely person with a lonely heart. Yeah. And I was hoping there could one day be a chance for me to get the love that I've been missing. Sometimes love takes a long time, but wait for love, and you're gonna get the chance to love. Wait for love, wait for love. Oh, when you take the chance on love, you see not a waste of time if you truly believe the impossible can be. Hold on tight if you think you're right. Nothing hurts as bad as when you see you gave up too easily. Now I remember spending all my time on a dream that kept me wishing that you could be mine. Yeah. And I was hoping there could one day be a chance, oh, for me to get the love I've been missing. Sometimes love takes a long time, but wait for love, and you're gonna get the chance to love. Wait for love, wait for love. never stopped believing there could one day be a chance for me to get the love that I've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time, but wait
for love,
and you're gonna get your chance to
love.
Wait for love, wait for love, and you'll get the love that you've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time, but
wait for love,
and you're gonna get your chance to
love. Wait for love, wait for love, and you'll get the love.
You've been missing.
Sometimes love,
it takes a long time, but
wait for love,
and you're gonna get your chance to
love. Wait for love, wait for love, and you'll get the love
that you've been missing.
Sometimes love,
it takes a long time, but
wait for love,
and you're gonna get your chance to
love. Wait for love, wait for love, and you'll get the love.
Ooh, yeah.
Sometimes love,
it takes a long time.
Wait for love,
and you're gonna get your
chance to love. Wait for love, wait for love, and you'll get the love.
Just listen.
Sometimes love.
Ooh. A long time,
yeah. Wait for love,
and you're gonna get the
chance to love.
Wait for love, wait for love,
and you'll get the love.
You've been missing.
So long, love
takes a long time.
Wait for love,
and you're gonna get the
chance to love. Wait for love, wait for love,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You'll get the love. Sometimes love
takes a long time.
Wait for love.